Matthew 18, 1 to 5 and 10. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven, their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. Today's lectionary says it is the memorial of the guardian angels. Since I grew up in the Presbyterian tradition, I don't have any childhood memories. So today I say, thank God for Google. In it, I found that Pope Francis believes in guardian angels, who he called our traveling companion, given by Jesus. In contrast to the careerist mentality of the disciples, Jesus teaches them to have the attitude of children. Their docility, their need for guidance, their need for help. According to church tradition, we all have an angel with us who protects us and helps us understand things. In fact, Francis said that angels give Catholic conscience a voice. He encouraged believers to examine their relationship with these angels, to say good morning to them, and ask for protection at night. No one journeys alone, and no one should think they are alone, he said. The Feast of the Guardian Angels has a long history in the Catholic Church. Jews and Islamic traditions also believe in them. Tradition suggests that God assigns everyone an angel at birth. The companion then carries the believer through the hardships of life and is constantly present to give advice. Pope Paul V added the feast to the Roman calendar back in 1615. Angels are a gift from God, so we can be grateful for the guidance that's been given to us all the time. So, enough on the day. Let's get to the preaching. This is one of those occasions when the disciples ask Jesus about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So he takes a child and puts it among them and says, whoever becomes humble like this child or welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. The disciples are always asking Jesus this question in all four of the Gospels, so we can assume they were somewhat competitive and jockeying for position. Jesus had to take a child and teach them a lesson in how to be humble and serve one another rather than try to be first. I am involved in a ministry to Wisconsin State Prisons, and we've recently begun a new circle of men in our restorative justice program. One of the outcomes of the program is that more and more of the men have taken it, and it's something that the chaplain supports as well, she who is a pardoned felon herself. We host the circles in the chapel, so whenever these guys come to the chapel, they are jeered by the men who do not participate, whose attitude is, why cooperate with the system? They are like the disciples in today's gospel. Why bother? But the guys in the circle have another reason for going to the chapel. They want to tell their stories, which are often heart-wrenching, and they want to hear the stories of the other people in the circle. They are often stories of a childhood without a parent or other caring adult, of life without food, or a life taking care of younger siblings. They numb themselves with alcohol or drugs, and they no longer want to do that. They hear victims' stories, not their own victims. And week after week, they pour out their hearts. It's as though they've never talked about their lives in front of people who really care. And they know without a doubt that everyone in the circle does care. Not only that, but they await their turn to tell their story, including the volunteers. Jesus responds to that question about who is the greatest of heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, not by choosing one of them. A child has not made a choice yet. The disciples have. Or they have more to do regarding that choice, which is what we have to do as well. If it is our choice to become a disciple, we have to let go of our petty needs to be the greatest.